I absolutely believe that House Bill 3809 is one of the most consequential bills filed this session on sexual abuse.
That's Chris Kaiser, Policy Director of the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault. He testified at a recent Texas House Committee hearing on the matter.
You were saying that this bill had flown under the radar.
The important thing to understand is when we talk about statutes of limitation for sexual abuse of children, what we're really talking about is making sure the courthouse doors are open. We know that the vast majority of people who experience this kind of abuse as a kid takes them years and years to even confront it themselves, much less try to confront their abusers in court. And so when the statute of limitations is only about 10 or 15 years, like what we have in Texas right now, what that effectively means is that survivors just will never see justice.
And during emotional testimony at that same hearing, Becky Leach, wife of State Representative Jeff Leach of Plano, also testified. She talked about her own story of being sexually assaulted as a child. She said it's not denial, it's a refusal to admit that a person that you love actually did harm to you. She told lawmakers that she truly believed that it was her great responsibility to be the voice of those who don't know they've yet been silenced. North Texas-based child advocate Shanna Poteet is in full support of the bill and Mrs. Leach.
And I applaud her for stepping forward. I think that's very brave of her, and she's absolutely right. There are tons of victims out there who, it's not denial, but just have a hard time coming to terms with what happened to them. Most of the time, it is a family member or someone that they trust and care about, so they don't speak up, and it's something that people live with for a very long time. I know a lot of people who, you know, seek help years later.
Poteet founded the Facebook group Love and Justice for Sharon Matthews in the aftermath of the young Richardson toddler who went missing and was ultimately found dead.
I think it's great that they're extending that from 15 to 30 years, giving people more time to be able to speak out, and I think it will help other sexual abuse victims too.
Meantime, as far as the passage of the bill, lawmakers have until May 27th. Advocate Chris Kaiser was also among those at the hearing in Austin.
Yes, I testified for the bill.
I understand that there was nobody testified against the bill. Do you expect passage?
We sure hope so. We know that a couple sessions ago, the legislature extended the statute of limitation from just 5 years to the current 15. At that point, there was some opposition, but we haven't heard that again this session, so we're hopeful for passage.
If the bill, which was filed by Representative Craig Goldman of Fort Worth does pass, the law would go into effect on September 1st. I'm Kim Lankins, WBAP News.